Well, you see, the challenge today is that we are no longer a small world on a very big planet, which we've always thought that the planet has this endless capacity to take abuse and overexploitation by overfishing and deforestation and emitting of greenhouse gases, and that the Earth can just absorb this without invoices being sent back to the economy. But since 25, 30 years, we now have so much scientific evidence that we are now a big world on a small planet, and that we're starting to hit the ceiling of the planet's, of our home planet's capacity to support humanity without causing very large, potentially even disastrous consequences for ourselves. So the science is clear that we need a transformation into a new logic. And the beauty is, and that's why I'm quite optimistic that even in affluent countries like Germany and Sweden that we can succeed, is that that assessment translates into a new development paradigm, which is not, you know, about sacrificing anything. It's actually a journey towards a much more attractive future where sustainability becomes the vehicle for success, new technologies, better economy, and particularly a better human well-being. So to give you just one small example, that today economic growth depends largely on fossil fuels, oil, coal, and natural gas. But now technologies are moving so fast that we can think of a future, or even implement the future, where the sun and the wind and water and sustainable bioenergy supports economic development, gives a much cleaner air and much healthier living conditions, and moreover gives us a much more attractive future. And to guide that transformation, you need to set planetary boundaries. You need to set the guardrails or the boundaries within which we can have a good future. And science can today define these, the ceiling, the planetary ceiling within which we can be successful. So I can see today a new story, the story of humanity succeeding within a stable and resilient planet. And that's a very attractive, it's a very new story, and it's evidence-based.